Hello and welcome to the Divine Beauty Podcast. Learn to love and accept your inner beast, embrace the beauty within, and create magic and miracles in your life. This podcast is all about all things spiritual, connecting with yourself on a deeper level, embracing your feminine energy, building your confidence and self-belief, expressing yourself authentically, trusting in yourself and the divine, and creating a life that aligns with your heart and soul. I'm your host, Leanne Marie, founder of Becoming Me. I'm a spiritual and self-discovery mentor, intuitive card reader, energy healer, and fellow life roller coaster rider, which is great because I absolutely hate roller coasters. Note the sarcasm there. For someone who's been through their own personal healing journey, I totally understand the ups and downs of this spiritual path. So I'm so glad you're here. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to episode 14. So I know it's been a while again. I said this last time, didn't I? I said I'm going to say that pretty much every episode because I obviously can't do these every week. I only do them when I get inspired to talk. And interestingly, I'm in the same house as I was when I recorded the last one. I'm staying at my friend's house and just realised that. Yeah, so obviously this house is a very good house to record podcast episodes. So I wanted to share with you something that has just come up for me in the last week. I had a bit of a realization as I was eating my lunch at work, as these things happen, you know, when they either happen when you're doing the washing up or in the shower or, you know, doing just things that you don't really have to, you know, think too much doing, don't they? So you get these like little thoughts that come up. And actually, this was like huge for me. This was a huge realization. And I shared a little bit about it in my last Moon Messages reading. So if you haven't watched that, then check that out. My YouTube link should be in the description box. I had a realization about my relationships or just about like situations in my life where I had actually created the outcome. I had created an experience in my life through my thoughts, through my feelings, through my emotions, through my energy, and what I chose to focus on. So I'm going to talk to you today a little about that and what I have kind of experienced since that realization, the things that I have come across as well. And yeah, I mean, this morning I came across something else that made me record this, because I thought before that I wanted to record an episode, but I didn't have everything that I needed. I knew I didn't, and I knew there was something else to come. So I've just been listening to an Abraham Hicks video on YouTube, and she was talking to a woman about her relationship, and she was saying the woman who wanted some help, she was asking like, how do you know when to move on, how long do you let it go on for, is there a time when you just know, and all this sort of stuff, and finding it really hard to kind of leave a relationship that she didn't feel was right for her. And Abraham said that when you focus so much on the negative things and what you don't want, you find it harder to get clear on, you know, what you do want. And I often talk about this, and I talked about this in my talk at the Empowered Women's Weekend years ago, and I've often talked about this in readings and other times. But Abraham always says, whenever you notice things that you don't want, at the same time you are telling the universe what you do want instead, automatically. And it kind of, I think I mentioned this briefly in one of my readings recently, that, you know, you automatically put that in like a vortex. You put what you do want in a vortex, and it kind of builds up. And whenever you're in a resistant mode, whenever you're in a negative mode, when you're constantly focusing on what you don't want, you're not in alignment with your vortex. You're not in alignment with the things that you want. And so they're not going to match up to you. And you're going to be stuck in that same cycle, that same relationship, that same situation, until you get yourself into a better vibrational state and a better mind frame. And I kind of talked about this a little bit in my last moon messages, where, you know, your thoughts become things. That's the cliche quote. And, you know, your thoughts, your feelings, your energy always, you know, is a magnet to you magnetize what you're thinking, what you're feeling, and what energy you're putting out. So she reminded me of one of my relationships where I used to kind of just, I just got reminded of a memory when I was on holiday once. And one day I had just so much, I'd had just had enough, basically, of the way that my partner was affecting me. I'm not going to say being, or, you know, what he was doing, but or who he was. I'm going to say affecting me, because he wasn't in alignment with me, and I knew he wasn't in alignment with me. And what I mean by that, if you don't know what I mean by that, is, you know, not on the same page as me, not in the same world as me. Like, you know, just we didn't see things the same. We didn't experience life the same. We didn't have the same values. We were just so out of sync with each other, and it wasn't going to change. It was only going to get worse and worse, because I'd gone through a self-aware awareness and self-awakening journey, spiritual journey. And once you do that, you either open people's eyes and they become interested and, you know, want to understand your world, and they actually, you know, learn it with you, or, you know, they become in sync with you, or you go out of alignment with the person. And that's exactly what happened to me. I've done that over the years with several people, with previous relationships to that, and with friendships and family members. You know, you just see it. You just see a disconnect, feel a disconnect, and a movement away from each other. And that's normal. It's energy. It's, what you call conscious alignment, really. So, or misalignment. So, you know, whenever you are in a resistant state, so whenever you're in a very, very negative, like negative mindset about it, you're resisting it, you're not accepting it, you're fighting against it, you're not helping yourself, because when you're in that state, you're not in alignment with your true self. You're not in alignment with your vortex and all the things that you desire in life and all of that. What you're saying to the universe is, I'm just really mad right now about everything that I don't want, and I am focused on what I don't want, okay? And that's not going to get you anywhere. It's not going to align you with what you do want. It's not going to get you into a clear mindset to decide and choose what you do want. I hope this is all making sense. But when I was on holiday, there was one particular day, and I kind of look back on it, and I feel a bit sad. I feel a bit, like, if I'm thinking about it now, I feel really sad about it. Because I let my resistance take over, and it really ruined a particular day for both of us. Sorry, I'm getting emotional about it. I've never really thought about it before. I have, but not in this context. So I won't say exactly where it was, or, you know, exactly the details, but it was somewhere where I really, really wanted to visit. I was always thinking about it. It was really important to me to visit this place. And the rest of the holiday was okay. Like, I was really enjoying being away and having the sunshine. But I mean, I was in a mindset of, I kind of wanted to come here on my own or with a friend instead. So that was already in my mindset. And then we planned to go to this beautiful place, and the rest of the holiday was lovely weather. And then on the day of the trip, we got on the coach to this particular place, and it absolutely pelted it down with rain. There was just horrendous rain, just out of nowhere. And it was almost like the universe was going, here you go, you've been building up to this, you've been in a negative mindset, here you go, you can experience this tenfold. And let's see what you do with it. And I just completely just went the opposite way to being in alignment. I could have been like, oh, well, you know, it's still a beautiful place, we can enjoy it, you know, it doesn't matter, it's only rain. And I could have got myself into a better state, and I could have just experienced it for what it was and been more present with it. And I can't say whether that would have changed the weather. I can't say whether that would have changed the experience. But it probably would have made it easier and better, because all it did was just upset my partner, upset me. I moaned the whole day. I was horrible. I was judgmental. I was critical. I was just in the foulest of mood, and I completely ruined it. And so that was one day. And then when we got back, it was absolutely beautiful weather again. It was just so surreal just how it quickly changed again. When we got back to the hotel for the next few days, I started to change my mindset. And this is when I started to become in alignment with who I really was, and in alignment with my vortex, and, you know, everything that I desire, and you know, like, that connects with my heart. And I put myself into a state of, I'm gonna do what I want to do. I'm gonna be who I want to be. And I laid by the pool and I read some self-development books, some lovely books. Well, a couple of books that were just easy reads. They were just like fictional stories, but they were still about, like, they were still like empowering stories, and, you know, things that really aligned with me. And I never normally read that much, but on this holiday I read about 4 books. And I kind of just let my partner do what he wanted to do. So normally I would be very, very like, you're not doing this, or you're not quite controlling, or quite moody, or, you know, would moan about things that he wanted to do. And, you know, he wanted to kind of like just sleep a lot, and I let him. And I was just like, no, I'm gonna focus on me. I'm gonna read my books. I'm gonna get into my own world. I'm gonna look after my own energy. I'm gonna focus on what I enjoy. I'm gonna really soak up this experience. And do you know what? That was the moment everything changed. It was the moment I completely connected with me, my inner child. My energy shifted. And from that day, I think it was like the last 2 days of the holiday, I was just so giddy. I was like a little child again. I was making videos where I was singing songs and just being silly. I was just being my complete and utter authentic self. And my partner noticed a change in me as well. And actually the last 2 days, we actually had a really good time. But what it did affirm to me, when I got aligned with who I really was and my vortex, I knew what I wanted to do. I knew that the relationship wasn't right for me. I knew that I needed to put an end to it when I got back. I know this probably isn't very nice for people to, you know, if anyone's listening to this who knows who I'm talking about. And I feel I need to talk about it, because it would really, I think it might help people who are in the same situation. So if you are struggling in a relationship you're not happy in, if you're struggling, you think, I don't know how to get out of this, I don't know what to do about this. And this isn't even about getting out of it. You know, I could have easily have gone the other way. I could have been more aligned with him. He could have aligned with me. We could have bettered the relationship, but it didn't really work that way. When I got back, everything was very evident that we were just on 2 different paths. And we were, yeah, 2 very different people and not aligned anymore. But I knew as soon as I got home what I needed to do, and I empowered myself to do that rather than being stuck in that negative mindset all the time and going around in circles constantly and be feeling stuck and trapped. And yeah, it took me I'm not going to say how many years, but it took me many years to get to this place, because I think I decided to focus on me. I decided to focus on what I loved and who I was and what I needed. And actually, I've realised that that's happened in other areas as well. It's happened in other relationships. It's happened in friendships. Sometimes it hasn't gone like, you know, these breakups and things, or these relationship breakdowns, they've not been easy. They've not been smooth. You know, they've ended horribly. But I felt worse staying in my misalignment. I felt worse staying in my resistance. I felt worse staying in relationships where I felt trapped, where I felt unhappy, really unhappy. And, you know, I had to weigh that up. But yeah, so that video just reminded me, and I was like, actually, do you know what? I've done that, and I can see how that works. And this applies to everything in your life. So whenever you're in situations that you don't like, if it's a, it doesn't have to be a relationship, it can be a job, it can be, you know, a friendship, it can be like, I don't know, a home like that you're unhappy in. If you're constantly in resistance mode, if you're constantly fighting it and being negative towards it, it's not going to get you anywhere. You're just keeping yourself stuck. So what I talk about in my last moon messages reading is that when you're in those situations where you're constantly having negative thoughts, negative feelings, giving off negative energy to other people, or you know, you're feeling that resistance, just pause, just stop and think, is this what I want? Do I want to be stuck here? Do I want to keep experiencing this? Or do I want something different? And if I want something different, what is that? And maybe write it down, maybe get clear on exactly what you want. It's obviously the opposite to what you're experiencing, so it should be quite easy to realise. But really think about what you really want instead. And start to think, how do I make this possible? What can I do to give myself that right now? Okay, so if it's something that you say, for instance, you're in a relationship which is very I don't know, just creating so much negativity, you know, if you're around someone who's very negative all the time, for instance, what do you want instead? You want to be around positive people. You want to be around good vibe people, people who make you feel good and happy. So what can you do? You can seek those friendships, you can seek those people and spend more time with those people, okay? You don't have to constantly go on at your partner or your friend for being negative. You don't have to constantly journal about how negative they're being and thinking about it and feeling angry about it. You can go out and do something about it. You can take yourself off and do something you love to make yourself feel happy and positive. Or you can go to a friend and get the support and positivity that you need, or family members, or, you know, buy yourself something that makes you feel positive and happy. And I'm not saying, you know, those things are the fixer of everything. You know, don't go out, don't just go and spend loads of money and that's going to make you happy, because that's not what I'm saying here. What I'm saying is focus on the things you enjoy and things that bring you joy and bring you happiness and make you smile and make you feel more in alignment with who you really are and in alignment with your heart. Because focusing on those things that you don't want is really not getting you anywhere. Okay. Also, I wanted to just quickly touch on, I was going to make a different episode about this, but yeah, I wanted to focus on like our bodies, okay? Because I went to a workshop the other day, and it was a workshop on a different kind of method that helps people with their emotions and the way their body reacts to their emotions and things like that. And I just found it really, really interesting. So we did this meditation where you had to, and I've done body scans before in meditations where you focus on bits of your body, but this was completely different. So what came up from this is that you had to focus on different parts of your body from like feet to head. And you went through slowly through every part of your body. and you focused on the feelings and the sensations and, you know, what was going on for your body in every part, and you gave it some words. You sort of said, you know, whether it's feeling heavy or light or like you're feeling tingles or things like that. But what also came up for me was that was the emotions that your body parts are feeling. And it's really strange, so stick with me here, but it's really interesting because our body does talk to us. And your body can tell you exactly what it's needing, exactly how it's feeling, okay? And what I noticed was that my feet felt different to my knees, to my arms, to my heart area. They all felt so different, and they all started speaking to me. And they started saying how they were feeling. And I'll give an example. So my shoulders, my shoulders felt angry. My heart felt sick. My hips felt clunky. So I just got all of these different words that were coming up. And it was amazing. And I just wanted to kind of share that. I don't know how it relates to what I've just shared, but I just feel to share that in this episode, because I do think, like, whatever we're feeling, you know, if we're feeling negative about something, if we're not in a situation where we're happy, our body will tell us. Our body is so wise and knows exactly how it feels about something. It knows exactly how you're feeling about something. You know, it just picks up everything. It holds on to emotions, and it holds on to past experiences, and, you know, in your cells and in your heart and all sorts. So you know that whenever you're feeling stressed, you feel it in your body. And so sometimes it just helps to be present with that, to know exactly when you're not in alignment, to know exactly when you're not in a place where you are really happy, because your body will tell you. So next time, maybe try it. Maybe, you know, close your eyes and focus on every part of your body. Just go from your feet to your head, or vice versa, and just slowly go up or down and just check, how are you feeling? Like, you know, check with your body, how are you feeling, like, on every part, and just speak to it. Like, well, let your body speak to you and let it tell you. Just see what comes up. And that will tell you whether you're happy, whether you're in alignment, whether you need to maybe focus on something. Maybe it will tell you that you need to get this area checked out in your body. Our bodies are so intelligent, and they're connected to our minds, they're connected to our emotions. So you can't ignore that. You can't just go through life just focusing on what you think about things and being in your mind all the time. And it's very easy to do that. Our mind takes over a lot of the time, and we very rarely spend time in our bodies. But it's so crucial to do that. You know, having your mind, body and soul aligned is so crucial to your personal growth, your spiritual development, your health, your well-being. So that's all I wanted to share today. I hope it made sense. Please do get in contact with me on any of the links in my description box, any of my social media platforms, if you experience anything like this, or if you want to know a bit more. If you want to book a reading with me, I'm currently doing readings as part of my business only. But the readings will bring up anything like this. You know, I do use my counselling skills in my readings. Anything you need support with, I can help you with through the reading. So it's not just a reading and that's it. Okay. But yeah, if you want to book a reading, then again, email me or contact me by any of the links in my description box. But thank you so, so much for listening, and I will see you on the next episode. Bye. I believe that everyone has the potential to shine their light and be a guiding light for others, just like a lighthouse. But sometimes you need to find your own guiding light first. So if you want to find your way home, back to your true, authentic self, and connect to your beauty, magic, and own light within, details on how you can contact me and allow me to be your guiding light are in the description box for this episode. I'd love to connect with you and help you to start prioritizing yourself and your dreams and create a life that you desire and deserve.